Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many, but they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. This proverb, like so many of them, is just sheer good sense. It's the kind of statement that could easily be turned into a fridge magnet. At one level, it's screamingly obvious. But we all know how incredibly easy it is to hurtle through life blindly without doing the necessary research. We live in a world that is full of potential risks and dangers, so it's sensible to come up with careful plans. This approach to wisdom is really helpful, so long as we put it alongside other wise sayings. For example, Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. It's good to plan, but as we do so, we need to commit the whole process into God's hands. Jesus spoke about the importance of planning. He challenged people to follow him, but he didn't want them to make this enormous step without first working out the implications of such a decision. He said, don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, there's the person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it. I wonder what your plans are for the coming year. No doubt some of them appear to be set in stone. Perhaps your work, family, church, and social commitments are firmly fixed, and there doesn't seem to be much flexibility in them. But look at them again. What changes might be happening and what challenges might you have to face? The truth is that life is always changing. And as you look at the coming months, you need to take hold of your plans and commit them to the Lord. Maybe things will flow in exactly the way you anticipate, but maybe they won't. And you need to be ready to adjust to the new ways in which the Lord might want to lead you. So let me ask you a question. What challenges might you face in the coming year, and how should you be preparing for them? Now let me pray with you. Father God, we confidently place our futures in your hands. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi. Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.